Muy buenos días.
Good afternoon. Thank you to the chair. Before I go into the detail about the topic that we're interested in, international competition, but I would like to greet Teresa, who throughout these days has been supporting us. And I'd like to thank her for the role that she has undertaken as she says goodbye. Thank you very much for the work that you have done as head of the branch on competition policy and law. I hope that you won't stray too far and that you will continue to share your experience and knowledge with us. And I hope that we can continue to benefit from your human qualities. We will miss you, but I hope that you will come back to us and to talk about the topics that interest you. Once again, Teresa, thank you very much for everything. Now, as we turn to the topic for today, I'd like to start by reminding you that on the 21st of June 2013, for the first time, Paraguay adopted a comprehensive law on competition protection. For the first time, we had a regulatory system, including concepts such as control of concentrations and a list of restrictive practices. It also provided an institutional framework at an administrative level with the creation of the National Competition for National Commission for Competition as the enforcement authority. This 10th anniversary is a perfect time to consider the ground that we have covered and the experience we've gained, and to consider the challenges that we face on a daily basis and those that lie ahead. A few weeks ago in Asunción, we celebrated this 10th anniversary with a discussion, including individuals who had worked on the draft law, who shared their experiences and the difficulties that they encountered on the route to adopting the law. We all agree that the law adopted 10 years ago paved the way and introduced competition as a recurring topic in public and private debate in Paraguay. We also agree that, like any legislation, it can be perfected. This is the consensus of those who worked on the law on both sides of the aisle. In that discussion, the presenters reiterated the importance of international cooperation in consolidating the draft of the text. And now, a decade later, as we look into the means to assess and refine the law, we see an opportunity to once again work with the international community and to continue building and looking towards the future. This is not just the 10th anniversary of our law, it's also a year of transition from one government to another in Paraguay. We trust, therefore, that the conditions will be created so that the improvements can be integrated into the packages of laws under the new government. Paraguay is taking opportunities to strengthen our development and macroeconomic stability. Through CONECOM, we believe that robust competition and strong competition can benefit all sectors of the economy, from small companies to consumers. But this requires a solid competition policy reflected in modern law that establishes mechanisms and strong institutions to make the most of the benefits of competition. We are reaching out to fellow competition authorities who have much more experience than we do and can help us in identifying in detail and with solid reasoning the next steps that we should take. And we know that we will have robust and effective proposals from you. It's an honor to have the support of UNCTAD and the international community in this mission to reach our shared goals, which are to promote and protect competition. And I would like to thank you for your interest and your willingness to support us. We look forward to sharing with you the concrete findings of this review, and we hope that its impact will be felt for the next 10 years and beyond. Thank you very much.